What's a TiVo? What's a TiVo? It'll make you want to give your VCR the heave-ho. Let's talk about TiVo. A TiVo is a brand of PVR, which stands for Personal Video Recorder. You TiVo the shows on Wednesday night, and you can watch them back in any order. You use it to record your TV shows. You don't even need to know when they're on. Just tell TiVo the name of the show. It'll record it even when you're gone. Whether you're relaxing in your hammock or clipping the nails on your toes, even when you're taking a shower, TiVo is recording your shows. What's a TiVo? What's a TiVo? It'll
make you... Well, That's an oldie from the past. They're a classic. When TiVo first came out, nobody knew what you were talking about. And you could not, for the life of you, explain why it was so good. Yeah. Because when you explained it, they were like, oh, so it's kind of like a VCR.
No.
No.
You don't understand.
You don't have a clue.
Until you
That's
met...
That's like saying the computer is sort of like an Acubus.
Yeah. And until you met people who knew what TiVo was... Remember at that dinner party we were at?
Oh, there were TiVo people and there were not.
There were TiVo people and there were not. And the people who knew TiVo, we were, oh my gosh, that was the best thing ever. And the other ones were all looking at us like we were nuts.
Yep.
And that was like, when was that? Four years ago?
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And now there's all these cheapo imitation. Well, they're getting very good.
Yeah.
What's sad about this is the cheap imitations, the PVRs or whatever they're called, or DVRs.
DVRs, yeah.
So there were personal video recorders. Now there's digital
video recorders. Well, yeah. Like DirecTV and Dish have them, and the cable companies have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're
you
all
can get them.
Yeah, Fios. Fios has one.
Okay.
Verizon's Fios has one. So yeah, they're all getting they're all getting competitive and everything. But back in the day, TiVo was it.
When we got our TiVo,
it
was all there was. And it was the best thing I had ever seen.
Ever.
As everybody knows, I am not the electronic savvy person.
No.
Okay. I am not into new advancements in technology. I stand in my Yahoo account because I want the same address I've had for 10 years. I do not use a digital or a computer calendar. I use one I can write with my pen. I like...
She drives a car that you have to crank with one of those things in the front.
Okay, not quite that bad.
But
when Brad brought TiVo home, I said, aha, this is for me. This is so simple. It makes my life easier. I am all about... If all electronics were as easy as TiVo... I would go completely, that's all I do.
Yeah.
TiVo, my entire life, make it that simple to plan my life, and I'm in. But see, nothing else has made it this easy.
Wait, don't go there. We're going to go there in the show. And we're also going to tell you why it's a very sad day in the McFadden house, and a very stressful day as well. All that next.
You gotta turn the volume up.
Down, I gotta shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
That's right. The day that Drake and Josh killed my TiVo. Next on Two Blind Squirrels.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. Welcome back to the Two Blind Squirrels, and welcome to a whole new week. It's Monday,
and it's not a good day. No, it's not. And we have to get this all off my chest because I'm grieving.
She's upset.
I am grieving, she's a little bit angry.
A little miffed.
A little bit angry.
Angry and taking it out on everybody. She's mad at me.
Well, you told me to unplug it.
It doesn't matter.
You told me to unplug it. They said don't unplug it. They said leave it for 24 hours.
Well, we'll leave it for 24 hours. It ain't going to get any better. The hard drive's gone.
Uh-huh.
Kapui.
So Helen's,
it's smoking.
Helen's watching Josh and Drake.
Yep.
Which, by the way,
Josh
she said
Drake
was cute.
That ain't... That ain't something I need to know. Thanks for sharing and ruining my day, too.
Okay, so she's watching Josh and Drake, and all of a sudden, kapoof.
Pooey.
It says, powering up. Just a moment, please. Well, it's done that before.
It has?
Yeah.
I didn't know about it.
Like 2 months ago, or a month ago, it did that. And then it said, if it's not fixed within 3 hours, please contact this number. So I thought, oh, it'll take a little while, and it fixes itself. It's fine. No. No, there's no fixing.
No fixy-fixy.
There's no TiVo for me. And as the realization began to sink in, I started to realize what this meant in my life. I have 15 hours of workout shows on saved on my TiVo.
Yeah.
I had 15 hours of work of my favorite ones that I've collected over time that I use. I had the last episode of Friends from when it was on TV. It was still saved on there. So now I don't have the last episode of Friends anymore.
Sahara.
I had Sahara that we love to watch over and over again. Charlie Brown Christmas. I had Walk the Line. I had Spanglish. I had...
Now, for John Wilkerson out there and all you other geeks that are listening, no... They were not saved down to another hard drive or my laptop or anything like that because this is a TiVo Series 1 box. And the reason why it's a Series TV 1 box and I never upgraded is because it is the famous TV for Life Hughes box. That's right. I was one of the lucky ones that got in on the TiVo for Life box.
Right.
Therefore, I will be replacing the hard drive and keeping my TiVo box because it's I don't have to pay for TiVo.
It's included in the plan. We won't ever have to.
As long as we keep that thing running.
We can keep the thing running, we don't have to pay for it. And it has the DirecTV and the TiVo in one box together. You don't have to have a separate DirecTV box and a separate TiVo box. It's all together, so you don't have all this overlapping information. Carp.
Yep, and it's a two.
And it does two shows at the same time, can watch live, and it's the best. And it's easy, and I can do season passes, and now I have to go and figure out all the shows out of my season pass. I don't remember everything I had out there. It just records for me. I don't know when things are on. I have no idea when my shows come on. I don't know what day. I don't know what time. They just come on. They're there. I watch them.
We do have another box in the bedroom.
It's a Series 2. It's a stupid Series 2 box with one DVR, and it's not the same. It's from Europe or something, and it's not as good.
No, it's the remote controls from the UK, but the box itself is an American.
It's not as good. Don't like it.
It didn't come with the remote, so I had to order one off eBay, and it was a European remote, but it works.
And you have to have both the DirecTV satellite box and the TiVo thing, so it's got separate. Overlapping information. I hate that information. It's driving crazy. I want my TiVo box back, and I want everything retrieved. I need somebody who can get all my information off of my box. How am I going to get my... Oh, my God. It's very sad.
Well, maybe we can find, like, a Linux guru who can get on there and retrieve your data for you. But I doubt it. If the hard drive's fried, it's probably fried.
Oh, my God.
We'll see.
This is very distressing.
I know. It's sad. And she was mad at me. She was very bitter with me. Very upset with me.
Because he's not the one who takes care of all this.
It's just TV, darling.
Yeah. Whatever. So now who knows when Lost is coming. I don't know when Lost is starting again. I never had to know. It just recorded it. I never had to know when Heroes was starting. I never had to know when
New Christine started. We can watch all that stuff online.
I don't want to watch it on a computer. I want to watch it on my 38-inch television. I don't want to
32.
Watch it. Whatever. I don't want to watch it on my computer. It's a 35-inch television.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
36, something like that. 32.
I don't know.
That's what you saw at the Radio Shack.
It's a big tube. It's the biggest one they made with the tube.
Because he refused to go to the flat. Or, I mean, to the what you call it.
No, this is before flats. Well, I mean, when they were first.
They
were just
out
and they were $8,000.
They were $1 bazillion.
And tubes last forever.
That's his plan.
I only had the choice. I had if the next size up was what do you call it? The projection.
Yeah, and you didn't want to do that because your dad hated his.
Well, that and it wouldn't fit in the hole. Remember?
Oh yeah, he got the biggest one he could fit in the old our old house.
Our old house had a TV hole.
Oh, that's right.
In the living room.
We barely got that sucker in there.
And we barely got it out. Barely got it out, too.
You and Charlie, I thought you were going to kill yourselves pulling that thing out of there.
That was fun. Anyway, we have a big hole.
Take the trim off. Yeah, I got plenty of room.
Yeah, put it on the list of things
I need to buy. There's no TiVo to watch it with, and there's no DirecTV. Can't watch. So now I got carpy old cable with nothing on it. And I can't record the Olympics. What am I?
Why can't you record the Olympics on the box in the bedroom?
You know, it's a little teeny little 21-inch TV. It's so little.
19.
When it's just little. And the Olympics are so far away from my bed. Our room is big.
I know. I had to watch football in there last year because you kicked me out.
The television's a million miles. We need a bigger TV in there.
Yeah. See, when it's the Olympics, we need a bigger TV. When I went to watch football in there, it's fine. It'll be fine. You don't need that big a TV in there.
I did not. I told you we should get a bigger TV. I said 32 inches, no bigger than that.
Yeah. Flat. Another $600 I don't have.
Plasma. It's very sad. No T-bow for me.
Sorry. We saw one tonight for $500. Was it $500? $450?
What?
What was it, 35-inch flat screen?
A 32-inch.
It would have been great
plasma
for the bedroom.
Yeah. That's what we said. What was it, 529? It was $529 or $579 or something like that.
No, it was,
and that was a Radio Shack. So you know it's got to be cheaper at Walmart.
A fries.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, I get tired of when I go look at TVs these days. I go in there and look at TVs, and like at Fry's, they've got like 200.
Well, you can't go to a place where there's that many. You got to go to Radio Shack where there's one. You exactly get right. One TV, you buy it, you're all excited, you're
remember
done.
That paradox of choice?
Paradox of choice. Go where you get. There was one TV that was like super ginormous, and then there was that one. I'll take that. That's
that looks
perfect.
Good. I can see. Yeah,
that's what
good.
I need. Let's go.
It's HD. Looks good.
Now that we no longer have True Value.
But if you go to Fry's.
We have nowhere to buy TVs except for Walmart. And there's a big
Radio
old
Shack.
Line at Walmart, too.
Yeah, but then you know you're going to get the bottom of the line stuff pretty much, you know?
Well, they have Sony and everything there.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
Do they?
And they have Magnavox and Philips and Panasonic
and
all those.
Yeah, but I don't like buying stuff from Walmart. You go to Fry's, and they've got 200 televisions, and you stand there and look at them and go, well, that one's beautiful. That one's... Oh, wait.
I'm buying
but that one's
from
beautiful.
Radio Shack.
And then you get them home and you have to figure out how to set them up and they never look quite as right in the store and they're square instead of rectangle and it's like, why did it look good in the store?
Square? They're not square anymore.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They're all rectangles.
Square.
But
you said square.
You know, remember Dad's? His is rectangle.
Yeah, and so it doesn't fit
and then
anywhere.
It's square. And he tried to put the channels on and they were all square and you're like, well, why are the channels square but the TV's rectangle? And then
what are you talking about?
My dad bought his television, and it's a rectangle.
Okay, you're saying the
letterbox.
Word. It's you're saying it was square.
Yeah, and he would turn it on, and there would be square channels on his rectangular television.
What are you talking about, square channels?
The TV is rectangle, but
yeah.
When he first got it, everything...
Oh, they didn't have...
It wasn't set up right, so all of the TV channels were square.
Well, that doesn't have.
And so then he set
anymore.
It to letterbox, and then it just stretched everybody's face. Everybody had really flat, fat faces.
I don't like his TV. I don't like his setup. I don't like anything
well,
about
it. Works
it.
Now.
It's very, no,
he's
it
got
doesn't.
It works great.
You don't even know how to use it. When we go there,
it's
you turn
true.
It. You can't even turn it on.
I can't turn it on.
I don't even know how to turn it on.
And
power
that,
button.
And if you turn it on wrong, it
doesn't
takes him like 15
then,
minutes.
Yeah, and then if you do, you push a button. You should. Then they got to reprogram the entire thing because nothing ever works. I'm like, who? This is not TiVo.
But he watches it every day.
This
and he's
is not TiVo because it's not simple. TiVo should rule the world. That's all I'm saying.
But you don't even like regular TiVo. You just want our TiVo box back. Because regular TiVo is what we have in the bedroom. But they don't make these TiVo boxes anymore.
Yeah, they do. eBay.
You gotta get PVRs.
I'm going to EVO.
I mean,
I'm going to eBay, and they have several of them, just like ours. I'm buying them. I'm buying all of them, and then I have a backup. Every time one goes out, I can put it in. It's the same concept as a white T-shirt. You find a white T-shirt you like, you buy several of them, because the next time you go, they're going to be carp, and they don't make them as good anymore, or they're not going to sell them anymore, and then your favorite, well, you got to go find a new favorite white T-shirt. You know how annoying that is? White T-shirts are hard to find that you really like. They can't be too thin. They can't be too thick. They got to have the right neck. They want to fit under the arm. You know, they got to be fitted. They got to be just right. White T-shirts are a big deal. And when you find one, you got to buy a bunch. Because the next time you go, they won't be there. Ask any woman. It's true. Same with TiVo. I'm buying them all.
Okay.
I'm buying a lot. A lot of TiVos.
It just frustrates me because they had it figured out. And then TV, you know, there's HD, there's LCD, you know why? There's greed. All these things. And it just doesn't seem, it seems like there's just, you can't get your mind around what you really want.
I know what I want. I got my mind around it.
Okay.
Leave it alone.
But then we don't have HD.
That box there had HD on it. Oh, that one on
the
eBay.
The $50 one?
Uh-huh.
I don't know about all that.
It said HD. Look at it right now. Go look. It says HD.
Okay.
And who the heck cares? We don't have an HD TV anyway, so what's it matter?
Well, we don't have an HD TV because we had the box. It wouldn't give us HD, so there was no point in buying an HD.
You weren't going to buy a new TV because you're a big cheapskate. You're not going to buy a TV until this one dies, so what are you talking about?
That's why I bought a tube.
This isn't even an argument.
The tube will last
you're not
going to
go.
And
now you have to go buy a new TV. You can put that one in the bedroom, ginormous thing in the bedroom, and break the wardrobe. You set it on there.
Putting that giant thing in my bedroom, 32-inch tube. Stick out from the wall 3 feet. you know what? There's a new TiVo, though. People, I hear the same conversations today that I heard back when TiVo came out and people were trying to explain why TiVo was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear the same conversations going on today with people trying to explain why the iPhone is so cool. Because there are people who are resisting the iPhone.
I'm not resisting. I want one.
I know. I know.
You know why? Because they're simple. If people would just make things simple for people like me who don't want to learn all a bunch of new complicated, convoluted stuff, life would be much easier for everybody. See, Mac's got this figured out.
There you go.
TiVo and Mac. Oh, match made in heaven. So they need to have like a little apple with antennas sticking instead of what do you call that? What you call
stem?
It? The stem. Instead of the stem, then you have two little antennas sticking out of the apple. And
well, there is Apple TV.
Put it with TiVo.
It's a little box that hooked to your television.
Apple TV, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like Netflix?
Yeah.
Like watch
it,
on
it goes
demand?
And gets it, you can watch YouTube on your television. You can watch.
Oh yeah, I saw that out there. DirecTV has one of those too.
Well, this is Apple TV, and it has the Apple interface, the Mac interface.
So you can do like your computer and everything out there too.
I think so, like but the main online. Thing is it makes it simple to get YouTube on your television, or anything offered online like NBC, CBS, all that stuff.
Yeah, I saw that out there in DirecTV.
That's what Charlie wants.
He wants the Netflix.
No, my dad got the Netflix.
No,
box.
Jill told me today they want a Netflix.
The box?
Yeah.
Oh, I talked to him today and he said he wanted the Apple thing.
Okay, we'll see what they do.
Yeah. Because the Netflix, you can only watch Netflix. Well, but with the Apple box, you can watch a bunch of
things. Well, I'm sure he'll explain that to her and it'll be fixed.
Well, hey, we got a call.
We do?
We do.
Is it about TiVo?
No, it's from Gracie.
Gracie?
I don't know what it's about. I haven't listened to it yet. Yeah.
Hi, Brad and Faye.
Hello, Gracie. Yeah.
I understand from the last podcast that I just listened to that you two are wondering, or at least Brad's wondering, why I didn't call for the past couple weeks since I have left your home, inquiring if you had my glasses or not.
You know, she lost her glasses.
Yeah.
And
we've already talked about this.
I know, but not everybody listens to every show. So I'm just kind of recapping.
Don't.
No, this is what in professional broadcasting is called a reset.
They don't listen to all the shows? What's the matter with people?
I don't know.
What's the matter with you people?
They have lives or something stupid like that. So.
Well, if DG was caught up, he's like 20 shows behind or something like that, 12 shows behind or something. Catch up, man.
Come on, man. Get it together.
DG catches up.
Yeah. Well, he's not the only one that's behind.
Who else
But
is
I got
behind?
I got news for you people. We ain't making less shows.
So who else is behind?
Listen to two a day, man. Two a day. Two a days. This is the time. Football season about to start, so you got to do two a days. Anyway, so she left her glasses here, but she didn't know. I mean, we got an email like 3 weeks later. Did I leave my glasses at your house?
And then 2 days before that, I had found them under Helen's bed, thinking, are these an old pair of my glasses?
Yeah, it'd been so long. We didn't think they were Gracie's. We were just like, where'd these come from?
I was like, man. And they were all dirty. And I was like, what on earth? I thought they'd been under there for ages. Not the glasses, but I mean the case. And I'm like, what on earth? I thought, what is under Helen's bed?
So I'm going to put your minds at ease. Now you can finally sleep at night. I'm sure the whole world is wondering, why didn't Gracie try to find her glasses?
I personally have lost a lot of sleep over this.
Cool. Not me. Sorry.
No.
And how did she read all that time? So,
well, you have context.
Yeah. I never saw her wear her glasses when she was here.
I don't either.
She put her contacts on the minute she got up in the morning, and she took them out the minute she went to bed.
I think Mark threw them under the bed.
He's so trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, that's what I think.
She never wore them.
She couldn't find them.
We'll settle it right now, and then I'm going to give you a little bit of trivia, and you'll have to remember this for the SquirrelCon next year. So take notes, because you're going to have to remember this.
Take notes, Faith.
I was not sure I left my glasses at your house. We were in the middle of moving, and so I just thought maybe perhaps they were in a box somewhere, or they were in a suitcase, because a lot of times when I travel, if I'm traveling a lot in the same amount of time, then I just leave my stuff, and I leave the stuff I use all the time just in the suitcase, so I don't have to keep taking it in and out. So I don't use my glasses for reading. I use them at the end of the day so that I can take out my contact lenses and my eyes can breathe a little bit, and it gives my eyes a break, and then I put the glasses on. But you didn't see me in my glasses because I don't like walking around with them a whole lot, because my eyes are so used to having contact lenses on top of them that when I put my glasses on, it gives me headaches and it makes me dizzy and everything, because it's such there's a distance between the lens and the eye. So that's not the trivia, though.
That was fascinating.
That's not the trivia, though.
Oh.
The trivia is that I don't know how closely you looked at the lens, but the lens is...
I didn't look at them at all.
I opened the case, but that's about it.
I didn't.
Okay.
This is actually pretty thick, because I have the eyesight of a six-week-old baby, and I had surgery when I was about 4 years old.
6 weeks old. She had surgery when she was six weeks
old.
So
she's blind as a bat.
So that's why. How do you wear contacts if you're blind as a bat? Do you look really thick contacts?
Contacts are different.
Oh.
They have new innovations.
Ever since then, my eyes have continually gotten worse. So.
Oh, I could tell that. I mean, she married Mark.
And I'm just believing that I'm not going to completely lose my sight one day, although sometimes I wonder, because I can't see anything and my vision is off the charts. But that is why I wear contacts all the time, so I don't have to walk around with bottle caps in my eyes. But without...
Because that would hurt.
Mm-hmm. Bottle caps.
But it's not bottle caps. It's it's Coke bottles.
Coke bottles. That's funny.
The bottoms, you know. That's not the bottle caps. You put bottle caps in your eyes? Those little sharp edges would hurt.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Lenses on my eyes, I can't see a thing, and I'm completely helpless, and it's a terrible situation. But I am very thankful that you had my glasses. I didn't think you would have had them there, because I thought I left them on Helen's dressing table. And if I had left them there, then Faith would have let me know that she had them. And how they ended up under Helen's bed, I don't know. But you know what? You told us to make ourselves at home and to end up under our beds at home. So we did exactly what you said.
I don't want to know what you did.
So that is probably why they were underneath her bed. So anyway, so there you go. There's the mystery solved, and now you guys can get a good sleep at night, and you don't have to wonder anymore.
No.
And thanks again for a wonderful time that we had. We really enjoyed ourselves, and my kids had a great time, and we really appreciated it, and I had a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next year at SquirrelCon 09, and eventually I will get time to get that organized too. So I will be in touch. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
I'm not going to say a word here.
And there you have it.
Okay. Well, the glasses are mailed. She should have them by now, actually.
Good.
Yeah.
The high school. That's where we can live a holy week. When we act like a Christian, like a Jesus freak. Or when we hide who we really are. And be ashamed of the Savior who gave us all. Like this and like that. Nailed to a cross while all the guards spat on his face and made fun of him, treating him round Nancy like he was a elbows out, hands up high, elbows out, out, hands up high, elbows out, hands up high, elbows out, hands up high, I elbows like a Christian.
Everybody together now. John, not if you're driving.
If you're a Christian, you're supposed to be like Christ. So if you're like a Christian, wouldn't it be like a Christ? Isn't that a double entendre?
like a Christ?
Mm-hmm. Is that a double entendre?
I have a song, but I'm going to refrain.
Don't refrain. We're the singing McFaddens.
Elbows out, out, hands up high. Elbows out, hands up high. Elbows out, hands up high. Like a Christian.
Anyway.
Alrighty then.
Onward we trod through this week to meet foes unnamed and perils unthought of. Me and Faith will go along with you. We will travel and we will meet you on Tuesday.
And hopefully by Friday.
Yes.
There will be a new TiVo box.
We'll keep you posted. Meanwhile.
Oh, there'll be a new TiVo box. Oh, he's buying me a new TiVo box.
Meanwhile.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, new TiVo box.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You got that?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I got.
Meanwhile. The creator of this entire universe that spans gazillions of gazillions of miles and contains billions and millions of stars.
Okay, Carl.
Loves you. Why don't you try loving him back? Vayas con Dios.
Vayas con Dios.